Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thing that's happened to me, which is going to be really interesting to gauge kind of going down the road here. It would appear, I don't want to necessarily say it's Bienemy, but it would appear that Bienemy has dramatically changed how much people are able to video during practice, to the point where there was the shooting for actual, like, real cameras, even reporters with their cell phones, but like the actual television photographers that come to practice.
Mm-hmm.
The shooting, and so people that understand this, and this is standard across the league, this is not unique to here, but typically, NFL rules dictate that the media is not allowed to shoot anything that would provide a competitive advantage,
mm-hmm.
which is understandable. Different teams limit how much you can see, and it appears that things are getting very, very limited. Right now, though, we're going to talk to our friend Jarrett Bell from USA Today. I was with Jarrett the last few days in Minnesota. Jarrett, what's going on, man? You make it home safe?
Yeah, I'm good. I see you back home and back on the air yourself.
Yeah, you just don't come into the office, though, Jarrett.
I'll be there tomorrow, B. Hopefully you'll bring gumbo.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Modern technology, right?
I got something to do. I got let CK know.
Jarrett, so what I'm curious, you've been doing this a long time. You've covered probably the sale from Jack and Cook to Dan Snyder, but you've been around sales all over the country, different teams, different franchises. What do you make of hearing Jerry Jones and then Roger Goodell talk about the sale of the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all, you know, rather interesting. I mean, think about JP and B. Mitch where we were a year ago, right? When it was like, you know, will he sell? Can he sell? Will they vote him out? So just to get to this point is good. The fact that they want Snyder gone, they want to be done with this. And when I say they, I'm talking about, you know, fellow NFL owners in the league and all of that. So, you know, the ball has moved, you know, down the field a bit. It's matriculating, but there still is work to be done in terms of the structure and as they vet this thing to really make sure that it all complies. I mean, that's the biggest thing I heard out of this, and I don't think it's any news to you guys who have been on it, you know, a lot more intimately than I have in terms of following, you know, each step along the way. And it's like, okay, can this deal go through? Can they get everybody to comply with what the NFL rules are with regard to the partners and having the equity and the money up and, you know, all the things that go into these big business deals. Now, the one thing that I think is interesting, ironic probably is a better word, is that there has been some talk about getting the deal to comply with, you know, NFL policies and how they don't want to get into a situation where they're changing rules to get this thing done. So they, you know, it's like if you already own a franchise and you came in under a certain set of rules, then you want to make sure that the next person that comes in as your partner is playing by those same rules. That being said, the money has gotten so much bigger. The possibilities of financing that goes beyond individuals, and you start talking about different funding mechanisms and companies and so on and so forth. I think that's something the NFL is going to have to come to grips with. Now, I don't know if that – I don't think that happens on this deal, but moving forward, if the Commanders sell for $6 billion and then the next franchise, whatever it is, goes beyond that and so on and so forth, well, you know, I think it's going to be a real – stretch for people to expect that an individual is going to have that kind of cash, even if with partners and stuff. And so I think that's down the road in terms of what can happen. But the thing that's ironic about it is that when Dan Snyder bought the franchise and the NFL didn't want Howard Milstein, you know, they
made it work.
Backwards.
They made it work.
Yeah, they've been over back. Yeah, they've been over backwards to get Snyder in. And so now, here you go again, you know, a generation later, saying, can you, yeah, like you said, be Mitch, make it work and bend some rules.
But I think ultimately,
that's the ironic part about it.
It's that old saying, what'll make you laugh, make you cry. But ultimately, as I look at this thing, I know Tepper is talking about how this should change. It's a lot of these owners that are coming in now, they come in with a different mindset than the old school owners are. But Jerry Jones, being of an old school ownership, he seems to be leaning towards, let's change this thing to get the right people in.
Yeah, no, you know what, though? But see, Jerry, you know, he's old school just because he's been at it now for 30-something years. And I think, you know, like, you know, Jim Irsay been there longer than Jerry. You know, Art Rooney, in a sense, and John Mayer, you know, but they kind of inherited it from their father. So, their families have been in it, but they necessarily hadn't been there as long as you. Anyway, the whole point that I want to make is that, you know, Jerry's kind of old school, but he's actually new school when you think about kind of his whole history in terms of when he bought the team. And I know one of the things with Jerry, and then think about this, you know, when Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys in 1989 for like $150 million.
That's a come up right there.
Right? Yes. Yeah. So, but the thing that Jerry will tell you is that, you know, he leveraged everything that he had with regard to his personal finances and you know, all the money he made and oil and everything. He put it all on the table to get the Cowboys. Obviously, it's paid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that he's always kind of, you know, said to me when we've talked about these things is that he really appreciates owners like a David Tepper who kind of come in and they've made their money and other businesses and really, you know, didn't inherit it. They were self-made millionaires, billionaires, actually. And so they definitely have a different mindset when it comes to, you know, trying to make these deals work. And Snyder fit into that category as well when you go back to, you know, how he got in and how he made his fortune to the point where he could, you know, buy the team. But it was, you know, it was a thing where they had to really be creative in terms of, you know, their financing and how they were going to put these deals together. So I think that's one of the things you see, and I think that's kind of probably what you're talking about with regard to, you know, Tepper and Jerry and how they want to see some of these deals go down.
Jared, if your time is tight and you need to run, that we understand. We appreciate you making time for us. Do you need to go or you want to keep talking? And it's cool either way.
No, I'm good here. I'm just sitting here. Okay. I got a couple errands I'm trying to run, but, you know, we're good.
Okay. So, to that point, one thing I thought was really interesting yesterday the owners tried to get the flex Thursday night games done in March in Arizona, and it got shot down. So then they came up with a new, I think a more fair proposal, given a month notice and such, and it got passed. But they had 8 votes against it, which rarely happens where you really push it to the limit of what gets approved. And the news that has come out is the folks that voted against it, it's the old school owners. I mean, it's Mara, Rooney, the Lions, the Bears, Irsay. It seems like, I think for a while in NFL ownership circles, everybody was very kind of respective of old school leadership. But it seems like that may be turning towards, hey, man, this is a business, and we're going to run this thing as a business. Do you see that at all?
Yeah, to a degree, and you're right. This thing was split along those lines where there's old guards, for sure, you know, add Mark Davis and the Raiders to the cachet of no votes. And Tepper was kind of on the fence. He abstained, and then he ended up voting for it. And, you know, he told me that he wanted to see some changes from the proposal in March, which, you know, you touched on with the 28-day window. Anyway, I think you see sometimes these votes fall along those lines, but not always. But and so this is just one of those examples where it did happen. But, you know, I think it'd be a stretch to say that it's always going to be old school versus, you know, new school, if you will, because
sure.
Some of these issues, you know, kind of go the other way. Mm-hmm. And so, but in this case, yeah, it definitely, you know, broke that way. And from the people that I talked to, I don't think they wanted to budge. But, you know, it's a one-year deal right now. And so the proposal that they passed, the resolution that they passed, it's a one-year deal, so we could be coming back here next year, and I think the question would be whether or not any of those 24 who voted for it will join the camp of the 8 who voted against it, you know? So I think right. That's a possibility moving forward. You know, 28 days to flip a game, it definitely speaks to looking out for the fans, but you know, when you start talking about the viewers at home, it's like, well, I don't know. If we can really tell that, you know, 28 days from now, this game is going to be this or that. So
28 days is 4 weeks. That could be 4 losses, 4 wins, or 2-2, 3-1. It can adjust to where you don't want to see that game on Thursday.
I know. It just, yeah. So 2 weeks definitely seemed like it was, you know, better for what they were trying to accomplish. But I think 28 also now makes it seem like, well, you know, there's probably not going to be, you know, very many of these games on Thursday night that are going to be flexed, which the NFL had kind of said even back in March. They were like, you know, we only average like 1.5, you know, games that we flex out anyway. But, you know, when you start talking about late season, prime time, I think, you know, yeah, for the viewers, if you're the league, yeah, you want to have the most attractive games there. But like you said, D-Mitch, you know, 4 weeks is a long time.
Hell yeah. Your season will be made or broken.
Things can happen quick.
Yep. And hey, not to mention that your quarterback might have a torn ACL next week and, you know, anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, right? Man.
We're talking with our friend Jarrett Bell, NFL columnist for USA Today. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Jarrett Bell. Jarrett, this time of year is OTA season across the NFL, and more, and it's been happening for some time, but you get star players that don't come to OTAs. Lamar missed a session in Baltimore. Steph Diggs apparently isn't coming to Buffalo. I have a question for you. Did the union – Or maybe the owners, whoever did it, did they do a disservice to their teams by making this voluntary and thus creating these schisms? Or is this all kind of media-driven anyway?
Yeah, the voluntary thing, and I've talked to, you know, people on the union side for, you know, going back a number of years on this issue, and I think they felt it was important to have that voluntary stipulation in there for, you know, every player situation is different because for some guys you're young and you need to be there just because you need to learn. Right. Whereas a guy who's 8 years in the league, he may not need it. Not to mention, you know, how guys may need the recovery time. And that's different from person to person. B. Mitch, you can speak to that. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, a guy may really go through a deal where he's coming off an injury or had a grueling season for, you know, and just needs more time to heal. So, you know, all of these different factors come into it. But what really kind of drives it from a media standpoint, JP, is when you start talking about these situational occurrences, right? So Chase Young, we're not talking, you know, we're talking about, okay, his contract situation is, you know, uncertain. Steph Diggs, remember at the end of the season, you know, he blew up at the end of the season when they lost to Cincinnati. So, you know, so there's a storyline that's attached to that. Lamar, not so much this year, but obviously last year, you know, there was a storyline about him and his contract. So that's where these, you know, situations are really, you know, driven to be more interesting or not. You know, when I saw you yesterday, JP, you asked me what I thought about Chase Young not being there. And I said it was interesting knowing, you know, his contract situation, but it's still a bit early, way early to, you know, get too panicky about it, you know, if you're Washington or the fans or anything like that, because we're talking about the middle of May. So, things will work themselves out. And, you know, look back to Washington lashing with Payne. I mean, it was the same sort of thing, you know, where they ended up getting that contract done later. And, you know, Chase Young, they invested a lot to get him when they got him in the draft, you know, a few years ago. And, I tend to think that they want to still keep him around, no doubt. So
it's going to be, yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, hey, Jared, thank you for making time for
appreciate
us, man.
You, Jay.
My thought is always, if they came up with a different term than voluntary or something, they could have alleviated a lot of the headaches.
That all this stuff happened even back in my day. They were saying it was voluntary, but they were saying how certain people that has been happening since the beginning of time. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's voluntary until you really need to be there to keep your job, right?
Exactly.
Right. Right. Exactly. It's probably not voluntary for a sixth round pick or a UDFA or, you know what I mean?
I told you it's called voluntary.
Yeah, voluntold. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate you, man.
All right, bro.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Jared Bell, USA Today. Great.
It's
writer,
like people think all
dude.
That stuff just started. It's been like that since, I'm serious, the 90s. We got a voluntary camp, but I think you need to be there. You know what I mean? So it ain't changed.
Did you ever miss any of the voluntary stuff? Even for, like, you know, your daughter was sick or something?
Nah. Early on, they were never sick. Never had those issues. Like my whole thing, I was living here, and they had bonuses for going to practice. Well, hell, I'm going to practice. I believe in making my money.
Sure.
Like today, they don't have to make money. They get all their money up front. Hell.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody.
Not everybody, but a lot of them. And a lot of the dudes that don't go to the camps, they already got some cheddar, believe me.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't think it's a – very rarely are the people not going to voluntary stuff big first – like they're almost always first-round picks or – folks on a second contract that have gotten a lot of money.
There you go.
Very, very rarely is this a fourth rounder grinding to make a roster in his third year.
Oh no, he is there. He's like he's trying to carry bags and everything else, man.
Right, right. So. All right, we're gonna keep this going. You got to hear Scott Pioli, former GM of the Patriots in their heyday, the Chiefs. Pioli knows what he's talking about. I thought Pioli had a really interesting take on the OTA. Issues, we'll call them. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Yo, I'm putting out a challenge to all of our listeners. I would like, especially maybe another couple months from now, but like once we get into August, I want a weekly college football segment. And I want a good college football writer that is not like specific to the Hokies or Penn State, like somebody can talk about the whole damn country. So I'm open to ideas. You can tweet them to me, Landfill, Jeffrey, B, if you got ideas. How do you feel about a specific college football segment every week?
I'm with that.
All right. Cool. Can we do more
than just the SEC, though?
You want to do more than the SEC.
Yeah, that's the only thing Jeff can talk about, the SEC. We got to talk about other people, too.
Yeah, but even the things Jeff thinks he can talk about are often inaccurate, like his mastery of what's going on in the golf universe.
I put on for the HBCUs, too, and the CIAA.
Okay, cool.
Don't play me like that.
Well, we're going to do that, then.
Jeff, I appreciate you. You will not be our college football insider. I'm sorry to tell you that. But here's what I want to talk about. So we're at OTAs. It's OTA season. Folks in Baltimore were up in arms about Lamar missing OTAs. He just got a big old contract, too. Folks in Buffalo are curious what it means that Steph Diggs didn't come. Steph Diggs appeared to be quite upset with, I don't know what, but a whole lot of things as last season ended. Obviously in Washington, you've got Chase Young. Scott Pioli is a former general manager of the Patriots, of the Chiefs, longtime NFL guy. This is not a dude
great GM.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's a serious talent evaluator, and this is a guy that understands how the NFL works. I think above all else, this is a dude that's been all over the league, worked with hard-ass head coaches, player-friendly coaches. He's seen it all. This is from Good Morning Football, Scott Pioli talking about players missing OTAs.
You know, I'm there with you guys because there's so much that's happening and can be happening with players. You know, we see something like this and we want to scream fire, fire. Listen, we're 3.5 months out from the start of the season in terms of the regular season, and we don't know what the circumstances are. I'm guaranteeing you that there were conversations between Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens and Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills. Hey, there might be someone who's sick. They may have a family problem. They may have had a conversation, say, listen, I've got this other outside obligation. I'm going to miss the first couple of days of OTAs. Now, do you want your players there? Heck yeah. Should they be there? They probably should. But the thing is, we never have any idea as outsiders what the internal conversations are that are going on. And, you know, if you look at everything that the coaches are saying, Todd Monken, what he's saying about the communication he's been having with Lamar Jackson, I think at this time of year, we can't over-worry and overthink things. This isn't semi-pro. The bear is not loose. Dewey the bear is not in the arena. So don't worry, folks. Take your time. Relax. Enjoy your summer.
I love it.
Explain, B.
It's just like what I'm saying is, we have so many people who think everything is means the sky is falling. But people that really have been inside this thing for the longest, what they are basically saying is, we're too far ahead to get overwhelmed by this type of thing. I can recall, and then I've told you this conversation, where Andy Reid would say, B, you don't have to practice today. So there are coaches like, we're during the season, doesn't Ron Rivera give people veteran days off?
Yep.
And a lot of those veterans were less than 3 years in the league, so you're no damn real veteran in my book. So if the coach is giving people days off, why is it such a problem when a guy missed in an off-season day? Nobody is prepared or in shape today to play any football game. So they miss today. We got a problem. But we don't get mad when a guy get a veteran day off on a Thursday or Friday before a Sunday game. You get what I'm saying? It's just yep. that selective outrage. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. People do it all the time. They will hate on the player. But when they see the same thing happening from the coach doing the same thing, nobody says a damn word.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is – now, I am sure in Buffalo people were flipping out about Diggs. I don't know, but I'm sure in Baltimore people were flipping out about Lamar. I do think things are heavily magnified when it's a star player. And I do think Chase has played at a star level before, drafted number two overall. And I think the fan base is honestly – I think there's half the fans, I think, are kind of have Chase fatigue. Half the fans, I think, are really kind of over all of it. And my biggest – you've heard my story from high school that guys with straight A's were able to sleep during study hall and the rest of us had to do homework or mm-hmm. at least pretend to do yeah. homework. Like, I
slept during study hall. I know what you mean.
You can go back and check. Like last year with Terry, I said, this is a 0 out of 10. This is a contract thing. They'll figure it out. With John, it was the same thing. Go back to Trent. Trent used to miss a fair amount of OTAs. DeSean Jackson used to miss some OTAs. And my stance with those guys was they're among the best in the league at their positions. Trent is probably the best offensive lineman in the league. DeSean Jackson, at what he did, at, you know, catch 45, 50 balls a year and be a vertical threat, he's among the best in the league at what he does. Mm-hmm. So I have zero fear that OTAs or not, he's still going to show up, catch 50 balls, and have a 14.5 YPC. And I do think Chase is not among the best in the league at his position. I don't think Montez is among the best in the league at his position. So I think there is – my guess is there's some contract stuff here because he was here for phase one. Then they elect not to take the fifth-year option, and now he's not here. And we can all make any assumptions we want, but I think it's pretty crazy to ignore those facts. You know, I've heard that an extension is more possible with Montez than it is with Chase. And that doesn't necessarily surprise me mm-hmm. Because they could franchise one or either of them next year or neither of them, I suppose. I don't know what either of those contracts look like. I don't think you can argue when they gave John his extension, when they gave Terry his extension, those guys had shown how good they were. They had shown they were among the best in the league at their position.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't think Montez has shown that. To me, at this point in his career, Montez is much more similar of a case to Daron Payne, where he's been good, but he's never popped. He's never had that Pro Bowl-type season. And they didn't give Payne an extension. They made him play out the final year of his contract. I think Sweat and Payne have a pretty similar trajectory to their careers until Payne popped last year.
Yeah.
So if you're going to give Montez an extension right now, you pay it on potential or production? Because the production thus far has been good but not great, and I'm guessing he would want to be paid at a higher level than, you know, somebody that doesn't get 10 sacks a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know.
See, I just think that it's too much to be concerned about at this point. because I don't think they're not going to let him go because he didn't come to the OTAs. They still want to see what he's going to be able to do. So if the team is taking that point, then why the hell are we getting so upset? I listen to people on our airwaves. I listen to fans. They completely lose their mind. And I want to just go up to them, tap them on the shoulder, and say, get it life, damn it. You know, they lose their minds over stuff when it doesn't really make much sense. You know, and there's a lot of people who talk and want to make themselves the football guy, like they know everything. When the coaches and the people around this game, like the Piolis and things like that, have the mindset they have, I don't pay attention to many people, you know, because I don't think nothing that – hell, Josh Allen was at every OTA last year. Josh Allen made some of the dumbest boneheaded plays down the stretch that I ever seen in my life. Dak Prescott was at all of the stuff that Dallas did. He threw some of the most outlandish intercepts I've ever seen. Did they have anything? He was at all the things, so we don't have nothing to say. Well, he wouldn't have. If he wouldn't have been at one camp, you know, some idiot would have said, well, he wasn't at that one OTA. Let's be real about it, dude. It's not that seriously important right now. But if you get closer to the season and he's still not around, not doing stuff at the mandatory thing, then you got something to be worried about. But missing a OTA in May is probably as much as worry about me going out there and they running 40s, and I say I'm not going to run the 40 today. Guys that show up to the combine, and they refuse to work out. Hell, they worked out all year. 4 years they worked out for the most part, and they didn't say, I'm not going to do anything today. And people get all, well, I can't believe they're not doing it. But they already plan to do their workout day at their school. But people get pissed off because they don't work out at the combine. Happen every year, don't it?
Sure. I mean, it does. Hopefully that gives some clarity. People are entitled to feel however they want. I just think removing the immediacy of Chase Young and the Commanders and what has been a roller coaster of a career for him through three seasons in Washington. There were real highs as a rookie, then real lows on the field, then a significant injury, and we just haven't seen him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's been troubling, but take a broad view of the league as a whole. Somebody like Scott Pioli saying, man, don't get worked up about it. I think that should matter. I have a question for the boys. How much does a chicken salad sandwich cost from Wegmans? I'll tell you when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live in Ashburn, Commanders OTAs. B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard studios. Big news out of Ashburn this morning. Sad stuff.
Yep.
Armani Rogers, talented young tight end, a lot of excitement. Now, this is a UDFA that's a converted quarterback, but showed some real flashes last year in minimal work. Tore his Achilles, going to have surgery. It looks bad. I want to add some more information we got. I saw this from Nikki Jabvala. I want to make sure I credit her. Maybe others have it. Nikki said John Ridgeway not participating in OTAs. I know Jeff loves Ridgeway. If you remember, he hurt his pec in the last game of the year, and he's still rehabbing. And B, you tell me what you hear on this one. Andrew Norwell is also rehabbing from an injury and thus not here.
What's the injury? I mean, Yeah, Jay, you remember a couple of years ago we went through this situation where it was like we were going to keep everybody on bubble wrap until week one, where they wasn't really practicing, wasn't working hard, and everybody was with – I was outraged. But all the fans were okay with it. And now we're getting upset because the guy missed a day or two. When
people are crazy that it's like – yeah, don't play anybody till the regular season, and then if they let's say they start slow like they've done, and they're 2-4, people are gonna be like, give up the season, draft Caleb Williams. People are so willing to punt on things, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, you're right about it. I don't know, man. It's just I wish we all had like somebody just walked around and just when we start going crazy about something. Just have a tape recorder and let us know when we were defending something.
That was a get exactly back guy. You need a get back guy.
Yeah, just to make us understand.
A get
that,
back coach.
Hey man, listen, that little thing of just trying to create like hysteria. I just think it's unnecessary.
I want to do two things, and we're going to open the phone lines up. You're going to get to hear from Joe Gibbs. We're going to open the phone lines up. I got to talk to Joe Gibbs. His Joe Gibbs Racing team is working with Interstate Batteries, one of their presenting sponsors, to raise money for Memorial Day for the fund that goes to enlisted men and women when they come back trying to reacclimate to society. And it's really, really difficult for a lot of people. And I think I got to ask Gibbs about Harris, and I think you'll enjoy that. I also want to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. If you want to talk about Chase and Montez, whether you agree with B and I that this isn't that big of a deal, not something to jump off a bridge about, or you think it is a really big deal and you want to explain your reasons, you're allowed to do that. I think the Rodgers thing is by far the more important piece of this because that's a young man that was – they didn't draft a tight end. They didn't think it was a real need. There was real excitement about Rodgers in this building. Now he's not going to play. Are you comfortable with Logan Thomas? Are you comfortable with John Bates, Curtis Hodges, that crew? Something else I just noticed.
You don't have to be.
Yeah, you are. Josh Gerben is a trademark attorney. You can follow him at Josh Gerben. He tweeted out, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has denied the trademark application for the NFL's Washington Commanders. On May 18th, the USPTO issued the denial, citing two reasons. An existing trademark for Commanders Classic and pending applications filed by a D.C. area man. I retweeted this. There's some information available. B, does this open the door to another new name?
I was just thinking the exact same thing, Jay. I was thinking the exact thing that you just stated. It could, you know, and I think it all boils down to when Josh rolls in, if Josh wants to change the name, he has all the power in the world right there to do it. So, you know, the NFL don't want to have anything that they can't have patented. And I know we're talking about the Commanders per se, but this is a part of the NFL. They want to be able to have stuff and get profit off of every bit of everything that they have. And if can't completely get 100% like the commitment off of that, then it's unnecessary. Then you need to move on to something else. If we were to move on to another name, people, give it a chance, take it, and keep moving forward. We're not going through all this name thing again if it changes one more time.
I think two things. I think, one, it'd be pretty tough to have a name that's as bad as Commanders. And two, I think that Dan not being involved would have more people believe in it. Here's what we're going to do. Landfill, we're making moves here on the fly. At 1:30, Josh Gerben, who is the trademark attorney that has posted all this information about the trademark being denied for the Washington Commanders, Josh Gerben will join the program to explain exactly what this situation is and exactly what this situation means for the Commanders going forward as they are now going through an ownership change. When we return, phone lines open, 800-636-1067. Your turn to speak up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.